offers opportunities to serve God and impact the world around you. And I can attest to these things, that they go on road trips, missions trips, they bring in guest speakers, host dinners and events, and throw parties. So anyway, if you're looking for Christian fellowship, you should come hang out with us. Like I said, we have some in Menominee, Twin Ports, River Falls, and in the Philippines. So if you're in any of those locations listening right now, go check out streetlevelministries.com. And there also is a contact, different ways to contact them at the
Testing 1, 2, check, check, check. Test, test, check, check. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2, check. Test, test, check, check, check. Testing 1, 2. With music and without music now. Checking 1, 2, test, test, test. Check, 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 test, test, test. 1, 2, 3, 4. Checking 1, 2.
Legacies transcend the boundaries of time. We create them with or without our knowledge. Our words, our deeds, all pieced together, will form the history we leave behind.
Bottom. So check that out, streetlevelministries.com. Here is Toby Ngwiwe with Unfollow Me on Wednesday Drive.
If you don't like what I say or do, pretty please for your sake and mine, unfollow.
Good evening. Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3. Welcome to the Wednesday Rewind at Believer City Church. Check, check, check. Testing 1, 2, and now without music. We are here with our Wednesday Rewind. Check, check, check. Test, test, test. Checking, checking. 1, 2, 3, 4. Just hit a hey. Don't be in my
just write no essay. Not tomorrow, gonna do it today.
Speaking of bad reviews, computers are mostly pointless, but that Yelp thing gave me a great idea on how to criticize people and places. I am composing strongly worded letters about things I disapprove of, and I am using the internet to get addresses where I can send them. So far, I've written to a vegetable farm, several European ambassadors, a manufacturer of male cologne, and a non-fat frozen yogurt bar. Dear frozen yogurt, you are the celery of desserts. Be ice cream or be nothing. 0 stars.
Believers City Church. Jesus doesn't care how many followers you have. He says to follow him. At Believers City Church, we follow Jesus. He is our purpose in our life, work, and play. Locations being in Menominee, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota, and River Falls, Wisconsin. Follow Jesus together. BelieversCityChurch.com.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in to Street Level Radio 101.7 FM, broadcasting out of Menominee, Wisconsin, and streaming.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to our Wednesday Rewind here at Believer City Church, Menominee, Wisconsin. We are rewinding our Sunday message behind us from 1 Thessalonians 1 and 2, and it was entitled Street Cred. Now, before we get started, we'll go to the Lord in prayer, but a couple of prayer requests. Got a busy weekend coming up. We have our Street Level Ministries Fall Summit at UW Stout, and all of the Street Levels are coming together for that summit Friday and Saturday. So we really ask that you keep that event in prayer. Also, our Kindred Singles, our One Life couples from Believers Church here, both have hiking events on Saturday. So we just want to lift up the weekend at large. Father, as we gather together here this evening, we thank you for the opportunity, the technology we have to be together like this. We lift up the Street Level Ministries Summit for the weekend. We pray that your anointing would be upon all the attendees, be with all the functions here at Believer City Church, our Kindred Singles, our One Life couples out to fellowship in community this weekend. Let them do so in remembrance of you. Thanks for this opportunity to come together. Open our hearts, open our minds to what you have for us, and we praise your name. Amen.
Legacies transcend the boundaries of time. We create them with or without our knowledge. Our words, our deeds, all pieced together, will form the history we leave behind. They are told, shown, held, felt. Memories we absent-mindedly create for countless tomorrows. Legacies are roads left paved for those that will follow. They leave trails filled with reflective ideals. They are monumental. They are minimal, but they are never forgotten. Children, grandchildren, neighborhoods, co-workers, friends, enemies, the lives of those around us inherit the story we leave behind. They make their way to everywhere, through tale or virtue. Legacies stand tall in the face of trial. They prevail. They're found in risk that clings to the promise of hope. Legacies can be found in tattered souls and wrinkles aged with wisdom. They make their way to empty rooms and trailing heartbeats. They find their way into the back of our minds, sit with us, lingering, waiting to be remembered. Found in humbled homes, inherited mansions, and tin-roofed rooms, legacies extend past the limited hours of your life and mine. Where have you seen them? Where have you taken them in? What will your name leave behind? Legacies test all boundaries. Legacies find no limits. Legacies light the way. Legacies lead. The choice is yours. What will be your legacy?
You know, I think that most of us have at one time or another pondered our epitaph. And perhaps we've even gone so far as to consider what legacy we will be leaving behind upon our inevitable departure from this planet. You know, it's been said that despite what good you have done in this life, that you'll only be remembered for the last worst thing you did. And that, of course, certainly does not create in us an era of comfort and encouragement. Paul, on the other hand, was so audacious that he boldly recorded in this letter, 1 Thessalonians, as well as in his letter to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinthians 4:16, and he said in both of these instances that the believers there should imitate him in respect to his living in and for Jesus Christ. He said, therefore, I urge you, imitate me. You know, I think few of us would even think of being so brazen, and yet Paul did not seem in any way to be arrogant or prideful on this matter. In fact, it seemed in Paul's mind it was something that all of us should be able to say. And moreover, we are saying so if we claim the mantle of Christ. We're saying it. As Christians, we're claiming our lives are spirit-filled, and therefore the world then is watching us for that life model of a spirit-filled, spirit-empowered living. Indeed, we may be the only Jesus that many people are ever going to see. just by wearing the Christian badge innately places one in the realm of saying to everyone around us, imitate me. Now, few truly grasp that responsibility and prefer to practice the mantra of do as I say, not as I do. Now, Paul, he acknowledged this truth and seemingly went so far as to actually embrace this call. Now, the people there in Thessalonica, as well as many other cities throughout the East in the first century, they had come to aspire to be like the Apostle Paul. We want to live under the illusion that we can claim to be a reborn child of God, and yet at the same time, we can fail to manifest the proof of that transformation. Certainly, and please hear me when I say this, certainly we will never reach a level of perfection. But then again, neither did Paul. I mean, he wrote in Romans 7, he said, I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. However, to take the position in any way that we can claim to be what our living says otherwise is to trivialize Jesus Christ. It is to misrepresent salvation and certainly the God who gave it. And in reality, we do far more harm to the kingdom of God than we would ever do to benefit it. You see, Paul wasn't saying that he was the man, that he was somehow the top of the heap. No, he said, imitate me. And then he goes on, and this is important. He goes on to say, as I imitate Christ. Now, ironically, we have overwhelmingly lost the simple premise of what we know to be historical Christianity. And that simple premise says that if we seek to be a Christian, then we must seek to be like Christ. This is, again, one of the fundamental and foundational aspects of Christianity, but it begs a lifestyle to go along with it. The principle wherein we seek to actually be like Christ, hence the term Christian, which means, essentially, little Christ. One of the most critical and even mandatory aspects of Christianity is that it is, by its innate nature, transformative. Meaning it will rock your world from top to bottom. It will absolutely and always move you. Look, the gospel is the power of God, and it is at work in the human heart. The gospel is the power of God operating, working, stirring, convicting, energizing a person to believe in and live out Jesus Christ. Now, these believers were certainly not seeking an easy life. They were, however, seeking an abundant life, a life dynamic, a life with meaning. They wanted off that worldly roller coaster, the roller coaster that just went around and around and around, going nowhere and meaning nothing. What they saw in Paul and the journey of his life and the commitment of his mission and purpose, and what they saw in him was something that made these believers there in Thessalonica to want in. They heard about these things, and moreover, they saw them, and that's more important, saw them in Paul and others in the mission at that time. So now, certainly, we live in a time wherein people are forever trying to sell something. We know that, don't we? But true salvation, the real gospel, it doesn't have to be sold. At least not if it is allowed free rein in a person's life. Because if it is, like the Pied Piper, people will follow the music. Now, these guys in Thessalonica, They were just like us in the respect that they wanted a life that mattered. They wanted a joy that was alive and would serve as legacy. They would be passed on to the next generation. A heritage, if you will, of character and diligence and faithfulness and a full living. The kind of things that were passed from Paul to those believers in the church in Thessalonica, to the point wherein Paul could do something that he does nowhere else in any other letter. And that is that he called this church an example. So his example, from him to the people, went from the people out to the community around them. Example to example. Now, because of this street cred, Paul the Apostle was now passing the baton of street cred to this church. The text says that the word of the Lord was ringing out from them to the people everywhere. For again, wherever Paul would go, he would find people telling him about the faith in God that they were hearing from this church in Thessalonica. He said, quote, "We don't need to tell them about it, for they keep talking about the wonderful welcome you gave us and how you turned away from idols to serve the living and true God." So with these believers there in Thessalonica, there was a picture of their redemption, and that picture was worth a thousand words. Now, verse 8 says that from them the word of God sounded forth. We said this on Sunday, and it's worth repeating. The phrase sounded forth, it's where we get our word echo. They received the gospel themselves, and they sent it back out. Because the gospel is forever to be a living thing. We are to receive it, and in its supernatural change of us, we give it back in word, back in deed, back in lifestyle. Now, one of the ways in which they sent it back was to serve God, church, and kingdom, and their community, to the point where they were using the word slave. Now, in a world of consistent attempts to negotiate with God in order to cut some worldly and fleshly deal with him, Paul literally is taking a flamethrower to the whole matter by saying that he was a slave to the true and living God. There's no minimizing the impact of that, as Paul could have used any defining adjective or soft-pedaled noun, but he chose specifically that one, slave. Emphatic, single-minded, and yes, even fanatical, Paul was all in, and man, he was burning the bridges behind him. Philippians 3, verse 13, Paul says that he is forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. Paul knew he was on the right road because he had the product. He had the produce of his life. His metrics were not riches, they weren't comfort, they weren't position. We know he often endured some rather extreme persecutions and definitely some tough times. But the produce of his life was his legacy. The produce of his life was his legacy. The believers that followed him to the feet of the king, they were Paul's street cred. I ask you this evening, what is your life actually producing? What is your street cred? And will legacy actually be left after you are gone?